Fellow Freedom fans back, David Allen Carmichael. Yeah, Bethany already told you that. Bethany's having a good time out in Oregon doing a biblical worldview camp, bless her heart. And she's doing in a record-breaking 20 degrees above normal temperature for the area she is in. And I've got my son at the same time and a 18 degree below normal thing where he's off doing some adventure thing, some survival thing up in the mountains of Colorado with the flu epidemic going on up there all at the same time. And temperature is 18 degrees below normal. And I just noticed that it was having thunderstorms. So bless their heart, those youngsters that are off getting ready for their station in life. I hope you are preparing your progeny, your posterity for their station in life. Thanks for listening to Eagle 104.3 FM. I was looking at some things overseas. As I say, sometimes I go to news sources around the world to find news happenings in America or things that matter to Americans. I see that there's continual calls for the Senate to ratify the UN's rights of the child thing they've got going on in the United Nations and things like that. I noticed something happening in New Zealand that's very similar to what's happening here in Florida with some child protection agencies knocking indoors. It looks like things are a little more tame in New Zealand than they are here. It looks like things are a little less tame in Australia. And they're extremely not tame in Canada with regard to some of these, this progressive viewpoint. See, the progressive people are starting to kick in doors. If you have a traditional way of looking at things, a traditional way of raising your family, teaching them to love God, you know, teach your children, love God, love your neighbor as yourself. You see, the state would have you say to your children, hey, you have to learn that everything came by chance. And that you have to have a tolerant viewpoint with regard to certain behaviors of different people in society. And tolerance means essentially approval and blessing, ultimately. So where if you have a traditional viewpoint of, say, sons and daughters, there are certain behaviors in this world that we'd like to discourage. We'd like to discourage that you spend any time off without any decent supervision with regard to somebody of the opposite sex prior to being married with them, because you have natural passions, son, and you have natural attractions to that young lady. And there's things nature will take its course unless you exercise self-control, and we are here to help you as parents. See, that's the kind of crazy things we do. And that's kind of the old school tradition. In fact, it's so old school, it comes even older than maybe what my grandmother had to face when she was being raised by parents who really gave her a pretty long leash. Of course, my grandmother ran into some pretty goofy behaviors and reaped the consequences. So we're trying to, if you've got a traditional viewpoint, if you raise your children in the old school way of accountability, reading the Bible and looking at behaviors of certain members of our society and say, hey, you know, folks, yeah, you're not going to go to hell for consuming alcohol. But you know what? If you consume alcohol, then eventually you might consume it to the point where it's taking control of you and you will not be the one who's being responsible for your behavior. So be responsible for your behavior and live life a certain way. Treat your neighbor a certain way. When somebody holds you accountable for doing the wrong thing, own up to it. That's the old school way of looking at things. And the in fact, hey, yes, we're not going to watch certain things on television because it is just going to, especially for young men, you look at certain kind of things on TV and it stimulates your eyes, which stimulates your brain, which starts getting you excited about things that you ought not to get excited about before the right time and opportunity. So that's the old school way, and it seems so archaic, seems so strange, you know. And if these days, if you raise your children in that way, the progressive thinking would be that you're overly sheltering them and they're not going to fit well in society. Well, we have an idea that if we teach our children that lifestyle, and we're teaching our children to go out not in to fit into society, but to affect society, to be an influence on society, and not use the power of the sword. You know, there are certain cultures, And the Taliban, for instance, would go around and smack women with a stick out in public if they perchance allow their face to be seen because they're revealing their beauty of their face. Now, a Christian perspective may be that, well, you're created in the image of God. And, you know, I mean, besides getting too much exposure, I would think that the face is an appropriate thing. And there is some biblical guidance to what should be covered and what shouldn't be covered. Now, there is a biblical instruction about covering the head, so that's kind of interesting. But without going into detail like that, I'd say just the old school practice of teaching your children to live rightly, to honor their father and mother, to start preparing themselves to take care of mother and father as mother and father are hopefully preparing an inheritance to pass on to their children. That's the kind of stuff that may raise some scrutiny with the progressive thinkers these days. So those are the kind of weird stuff we talk about here. And what that did is it made me go to something that was the UN Rights of the Child. And you say, well, what's wrong with the UN Rights of the Child? Tomorrow, what we're going to do is I'm going to go into a few things that have popped up into the news recently, that a little bit about economics and what people think maybe a stance that you need to take with regard to your own financial preparations. We'll talk about that and we'll see why they would think that way. The other thing is because there are these continual battles between the state bureaucracy and parents, a state bureaucracy, a progressive movement that would say you don't want to have children sheltered, raised by their parents. You want the children raised by the state. And in different states of this country, there are different standards and different practices. The bureaucracies of one state may protect a family from to raise their child in a certain way that what might seem to other states to be overly protective. And so I actually know parents that have moved to different states on the basis of their rights to have family autonomy. And these are very respectable, not abusive parents that are really doing a fabulous job of raising their children in what we would say would be the old school fear and admonition of the Lord, to love God and love their neighbor as herself, and to behave properly. And the bad thing is with some of the progressive movement that's going on, they're not objectively looking to see whether the child is extremely well educated and extremely balanced and able to deal with a 12-year-old child that can deal with a 4-year-old as well as an 80-year-old because they've learned to deal with people of all ages instead of just kind of channeling them in their peer group. See, what I see is a lot of kids these days kind of funneled into the system of the public education system have a tendency to just cling to their peer group and don't stretch much beyond that and sometimes have trouble dealing with people older or younger. It's just a tendency I've seen. So we try to, on this Faith and Freedom show, talk about these issues in such a way that it is, come on, let's admit it, it's old school. Part of it, I think it has some entertainment value. I think if you're not used to actually looking at things from an older principle, you really don't know what to think. And I just want to get to something that popped up for me today. There's this UN Rights of the Child thing. Now, it has not been ratified by the Senate. So if there's some big treaty going on out there, if the United States Senate doesn't ratify it, it does not become law. The problem is, if the Senate ratifies this thing, guess what? Once the Senate ratifies a treaty, it is some powerful law. Because if you look at the Constitution, it says, I mean, Article 3, when it describes powers of the courts and things like that, and Article 1 talks about the powers of the legislature and things like that, it shows that maybe these treaties, it almost implies that the treaty would trump the Constitution. Of course, in our rational mind, we say, oh, can't trump the Constitution. But guess what? When these treaties that are pursuant to the Constitution get ratified by the Senate, they have some teeth, folks. So that's why the United States Senate has thus far not yet ratified this convention, the UN Convention on the Rights of a Child. It has been signed, I believe, by a president, but it has not been ratified as a treaty by the Senate. The problem is it's being implemented by the executive agencies and the executive bureaucracies on from a progressive worldview rather than a biblical worldview, and it's finding its way creeping into the having the local governments interfering with the rights of a parent and the child in your area, in spite of the fact that it isn't law. So it's having ultimately the force of law without the authority of law. So what we're going to do, this is going to keep coming up to you, this United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. So what I'm going to do is, in piecemeal fashion, periodically on the show, I'm going to read articles out of this United Nations Convention on the Rights of a Child, and I'm going to read straight from it. And then I'm going to talk about why it's potentially a dangerous innovation. And the reason it could be, in one instance, if you have a biblical worldview, and I don't mean Taliban worldview, I'm talking a biblical worldview versus a progressive worldview, this United Nations Rights of the Child could essentially, if you had a proper liberty perspective, be an effective tool to protect people from getting the shaft from the government. But if you have what I would label progressive worldview, could be very dangerous. Hey, caller, thank you for calling the Eagle 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment?
Hi, David.
Yes.
I know you don't run out of time here. I just want to mention some, you mentioned the Taliban and so on and so forth. I got a good movie I want you to see, and I'll let you go, and I'll talk to you in more depth another time.
Okay.
You ever see this movie called, it ties into what's going on now, and it's kind of prophetic in a way, because this movie was done in, I think, the early 80s. It's called Above the Law. Have you ever seen that one?
No, Above the Law.
Okay, and Above the Law, what Above the Law means is, at the end of the movie, it talks about how the CIA has never been, anybody's ever been prosecuted, or nobody's ever been held accountable. Okay, so it's basically kind of true accounts of whatnot to this day, and that still holds true. And what it basically is about the CIA and the rogue elements, and when a government goes wrong and they have no accountability. That's why it's called Above the Law. It's with some good actors in there.
And I will tell you, the CIA, they've admitted, the CIA, and they're actually on film, the CIA members were involved with the beginning of what happened with regard to that massacre. So that's a little bit of trivia, but go ahead.
You'll find this thing very interesting. As a matter of fact, you said you like getting punched in the face with a lot of...
I don't like it.
A lot of punching going on in this movie. It's with Henry Silva, the gal from Indecent Exposure. What was her name?
I have no idea. I didn't watch Indecent Exposure.
Okay, well, that's an older movie.
It's not on my list.
The guy there, Steven Seagal, the martial arts guy.
Okay.
It's a nonstop action, but it's a very worthwhile movie scene.
What's it rated?
It ties so much into what's going on now.
Okay, and it's called Above the Law.
And I'll let you go on that note.
Okay, good. That's good. Thanks. Hey, okay, I can't recommend the movie. I haven't seen it, but Above the Law, it is interesting. Hey, how about the CIA? You know, there's a bill in the Senate and a bill in the House in Congress right now to hold the Federal Reserve Bank accountable to Congress to audit the Federal Reserve in detail. You know what? That little Central Intelligence Agency, is anybody auditing them? Does the president know what's going on in the Central Intelligence Agency? I don't know. There may be some things, and I think because of this whole Afghanistan mix-up, who they're trying to partner with and alliances that they're trying to establish, I think it's possible the State Department was overlooking atrocities, but that means they're complicit, aren't they? Aren't they partnering with it when they overlook it? I say, you know what? Because they're not free to do what is right. Your freedom comes in proportion to your faith. And when the government abdicates its allegiance to an ultimate supreme accountability called Almighty God, then what happens is they start to do the wrong thing. And then they're exercising the power of the sword without authority. So we've got to keep track on ourselves, keep track on our government. We're going to be back tomorrow. We're going to deal with some of these issues or look at it in detail and investigate it on a basis of the Constitution, the Bible, and right versus wrong.